It's 12 o'clock. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. The N6 between Steinfort and Windhof has been closed after a two-car collision this morning. Police have put a diversion in place. Authorities have issued a public appeal for information on Gilles Weiss, a 43-year-old man reporting missing since yesterday afternoon. Weiss is described as around 1.70 meter with blonde hair and blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue jacket, blue jeans, and blue shoes. A new Statec report has found that soaring mortgage rates are forcing prospective homeowners in Luxembourg to buy smaller properties, leading to a record reduction in the average size of new apartments and houses. In international stories, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has declared Ukraine ready for peace talks and stated that Zelensky would meet President Putin in any format, while simultaneously ruling out territorial concessions and calling for frozen Russian assets to fund reparations. The 28-point peace plan previously presented by the Trump administration no longer exists in its original form, according to Ihor Bruzilo, deputy chief of staff of President Zelensky's office. In an interview with our colleagues from RTL.lu, Bruzilo reframed the document as a framework for ongoing discussions. The death toll from Hong Kong's worst blaze in decades has risen to 128, with dozens still missing, as authorities said fire alarms in the residential estate buildings had been malfunctioning. And Sri Lanka has deployed the military for relief and rescue operations as the death toll from floods and landslides across the island rose to 56, with another 21 people missing. The Kalani River, which flows into the Indian Ocean near the capital Colombo, is expected to breach its banks later today, and residents have been warned to move to higher ground. Turning now to sport. In cricket, skipper Pat Cummins was left out of an unchanged Australia squad named today for the day-night second Ashes test against England in Brisbane as he battles back from injury, but under pressure, opener Usman Khawaja kept his place. Iran is to boycott next week's World Cup finals draw in Washington because the United States refused to grant visas to several members of the delegation. Iran qualified for the sport's quadrennial showpiece in March, guaranteeing them a fourth successive appearance and seventh in all. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The weather is due to remain cloudy today with light rain expected on and off. Temperatures are remaining low with an expected high of just 4 degrees. Right now, it's 3 degrees.